Reviews call her an icon in the making. Since the age of 18, she's been collaborating with musical greats like Snoop Dogg, Tyler, the Creator, and Juanes. The Colombian-American singer, whose real name is Carly Marina Loaiza, is now front and center with her new album, Isolation, where she sings about being from an immigrant family. She joins me now from our studios in Culver City, California. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi. So why is this album called Isolation?
There were a lot of reasons. During the process of making it, I was very much in an isolated state of mind, which was kind of how it's been, you know, since I was young, of just kind of giving myself the space to heal, to grow, to create. Stuff like that.
You had a tough time in your upbringing. I want to listen to a song called Killer. And if you loved me, you'd never do this. No, if you loved me, you wouldn't put me through it. That makes you a killer, a killer, oh, a killer. Can you tell us what it's about?
In that era of my life, I was still really young and I was just kind of figuring everything out. I didn't really have anywhere to stay, and I was in a relationship for 5 years, from when I was like 15 to when I was 19, and it was very toxic. And then I guess that's kind of where it stemmed from, but also it can relate to all of the other relationships that were in my life at that moment. Like, my relationship with my family was really, really bad.
They kicked you out of the house, right? At a certain point.
Yeah. I was kicked out of the house, but that's like normal where I come from. And I was really difficult as a kid, and so they didn't really know what to do with me or where to go next besides to kick me out and make me like figure it out on my own. And I'm happy it happened because I was able to grow so much from it, you know?
Did this support your music?
They never really said much about it until later. Like, recently, my dad and my brother came to, like, my show. You know, my dad worked really, really hard to get an education. He worked really, really hard to learn English, get degrees, and coming from, you know, a country where he only had fourth grade education in Colombia, and when he came to the United States, he had to really just like figure everything out on his own. And most parents that come from that type of background, they're gonna feel kind of like, you're being a brat, like, why don't you take advantage of the opportunity that you live somewhere that could like give you a scholarship to go to school? And, you know, also being an artist is a risk, you know, it's a huge risk deciding to do this with your life unless you have some type of funding or some type of machine behind you, which I didn't know anyone. I think that was really scary for them, you know, and so yeah, it was difficult for them to like accept at first. But I think once I started getting enough success for myself that I was comfortable and able to help everyone around me the way that I am now, it's like, you know, they're okay.
Your dad gave you the nickname Cali Uchis, no?
Mm-hmm. Carluchis.
Carluchis. And so you changed it to Cali Uchis.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like how it'd be like Carlita, Carlucha.
Yeah.
Like, that's how my family used to call me. And so I just took the R out of it.
Let's listen now to Nuestro Planeta. Desperté contigo las mañanas, pero voy buscando tu mirada. Y tus ojos, baby, no me dicen nada. Hola, me recuerdas, era yo a la que tanto querías. Dame esta noche entera que seamos solo tú y yo. Spanish pop now mainstream in America, do you think? We're hearing so much more bilingualism in music these days. Do you think it's becoming more mainstream?
I definitely think it's becoming more mainstream, yeah, for sure. And it's about time, because for so long, you know, I can think about from a little girl in Colombia, like, always having, like, English-speaking songs playing on the radio and, like, blasting in the streets. And so I think it's about time. I mean, Spanish is such an important language globally.
I do want to ask you, how did you break into the music business? I mean, coming from couch surfing to all of a sudden playing with megastars, how does that happen?
Honestly, I worked really, really hard. I mean, I locked myself in my room. My parents would get so mad at me. My dad would get so mad at me because he was doing construction at the time and I was supposed to be helping him because it was summertime.
Right.
And so part of my summertime stuff was that I would
have to help. Work.
Yeah, I would work. Yeah. So I was like neglecting a lot of my work to like go run and work on this mixtape. So I was getting really like obsessive about it. And he was just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like, you don't understand. This is bigger than construction. This is music. And it was just like such a release for me. And it also made me feel a lot closer to God because it just felt like in those moments, I felt so powerful and I felt so revitalized and alive.
Kali Uchi's new album is Isolation. Thank you so much. Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
She's a hurricane. Feel the earth.